Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Adam Carter on the WCCO Morning News. The big news from the city of Minneapolis yesterday. Police Chief Madaria Arredondo says he will not seek another term, that when his term is up, he will leave the department. And one guy who's been policing in the city of Minneapolis a long time, who knows the chief very well and is no stranger to this radio station, is Inspector Charlie Adams of the 4th Precinct. You hear Charlie often on with Chad Hartman, good friends with Chad Hartman. We hear him all the time, and I'm usually on with Chad too, Charlie. But thank you so much for getting up early and joining us this morning. First of all, I guess, how surprised were you by Rondo's choice?
Well, Adam, he told us he was going to make a decision in the weeks to come. And yesterday we had our staff meeting, and he announced that he was not going to seek another term as chief, which I was kind of shocked. Known Rondo for well over 30 years, and I thought that, you know, he would hang, you know, he would continue to be the chief, you know, based on all the support that he received during the vote. I was kind of shocked, you know. But, you know, I have to support his wishes and his family wishes, and now we have to just continue to move forward.
When you say move forward, I mean, in an honest assessment, does this set the Minneapolis Police Department back, having to change leadership?
Well, I wouldn't say it sets us back. I mean, it's going to be tough for the next chief to come in and try to establish the same relationship with the community that Chief Arredondo had. So that's going to be quite a task. I've been here for several different chiefs, right? And I mean, only one chief from the outside that came in and was able to establish that relationship with the community, and that was Chief Bill McManus when he was here. Now he's the current chief in San Antonio. But I mean, it's, you know, Minneapolis is tough to break into this community and gain that trust. So that chief's going to have a uphill battle gaining that trust. There's things that, you know, community has worked with our chief and former chiefs on. You know, let's take, you know, our PCRC stuff. There was action items that's been worked for over years, you know, that they're trying to get reestablished. So that's going to be a tough battle for any chief coming in the police department to have that kind of opportunity to gain that trust right away.
Inspector Charlie Adams with the Minneapolis Police Department, our guest on WCCO Radio. Let me ask you this. You are someone who's lived, worked in the community for a long time, have a lot of connections. I would think you're someone who is very trusted by the community. Do you want the job?
No, actually, I don't. I mean, I'm happy being the inspector of the 4th Precinct, and that's a tough job being the chief. I mean, they love you, they hate you at the same time. It's pretty tough. I mean, it's tough being an inspector of the 4th Precinct, and I could not imagine how tough it was to be a chief.
The toughest thing for a new chief to come into, what do you think the toughest aspect of the job for someone who takes that position next will be?
Well, it's dependent. If it's taken from inside, then you already know the internal operations of Minneapolis PD, right? If you come from the outside, you have to, reestablish that relationship with the community, but also you have to establish that relationship with the officers. You have to know what officers you're going to put in your command, what inspectors you're going to pick. So it's not quick, right? It's just like an NFL football coach, right? You bring a new coach in, he's got to bring his own staff in, and he's basically got to bring his own playbook in. And then your players got to learn the whole playbook all over again, right? And that's what we're talking about, policy changes, all that stuff's got to be implemented, through that new chief. So it's going to be tough. It's not an easy road, and communities got to be patient with the new chief because he's coming into a new situation.
Let me ask you this, Charlie. You said you don't want the job, but is there somebody right now in the rank and file or on the job in Minneapolis or maybe in the Twin Cities somewhere that you've got your eye on that you think would be a good fit?
You know, I there's a lot of people in Minnesota that could come in and do the job. St. Cloud Police Chief Blair Anderson, a real good friend of mine, does a great job up in St. Cloud. I would think he would be high on the list, right? There's, some people in our front office. Eric Forrest, who's actually my boss. He's a great deputy chief. I think he would be a good person to take over. He knows internal operations. He knows some of the community folks that he needs to work with. So, yeah, there's people in Minneapolis, in St. Paul, that could probably step in and take over. But as the level of Chief Aaron Downer, where it comes to this whole dealing with the whole community and having that respect, that's still a battle for all of them.
Let me ask you, we've got about a minute left, Charlie. What do you think Chief Rondo's legacy will be? I guess when you think of Rondo, what do you think his greatest asset was as chief?
I just think a compassionate chief. He cares about people. He really cared about the community. He cares about his officers. Every time, you have an encounter with him, you walk away feeling good. I mean, he hung in there through the toughest times ever in the history of this police department. And I think he did a wonderful job, even though it's been tough for us the last 2 years, but it probably would have been even tougher if he wasn't the chief because of his personality.
Charlie, always appreciate the time. Thanks for the good work you're doing up in the 4th Precinct, and I'm sure we'll hear you soon on WCCO Radio, probably with Chad again.
Okay, thank you, sir. Appreciate it, Adam.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.